The following interview was conducted at PDAC 2017 with Mr. Tom Drivis, President and CEO of Appia Energy Corporation. Please introduce Appia Energy to investors.
Appia Energy is a company that I started about 18 years ago. It was when uranium was started to get exciting, and our first project, it was basically we picked up a lot of land in Elliott Lake, Ontario. That was the our first project, and since then we raised quite a bit of money, $8-10 million as a private company, and we did quite a bit of drilling and exploration. So right now we've got in Elliott Lake about 260 million pounds combined uranium and rare earths, which represents about 5 pounds per outstanding share. Since last year, we also got involved in the Athabasca Basin. We acquired two or three properties there, and we're concentrating on that right now in terms of exploration in the Athabasca Basin because of the high-grade nature of the uranium and rare earth. Or especially the uranium in the basin, and especially with this lower uranium prices, that's where the biggest bang for the buck is for investors and for companies.
Share with investors about James Sykes, your Vice President of Exploration and Development, and his track record of success.
James is a young fellow. He's spent about 10 years in exploration, doing exploration in the Athabasca Basin with a number of major companies. He was very successful. He was involved in discovering about 350 million pounds of uranium. Some of the companies that he was involved with Hathor and Denison and the last one was NexGen, where he was involved in this great discovery, the Arrow deposit. So last year, James came to me and said, I've got all this experience in the Athabasca Basin, and I took all this experience, looked at the entire basin. From the potential of getting some new areas with new mineralization, new uranium mineralization. So he basically said, I've got two areas that I can almost guarantee you will probably have the next big discovery. Obviously, there's no guarantees in this business. But he gave me all this information. And we looked at it, our technical people, our geologists looked at it, and we're really excited about what his thoughts. Because these two projects, one is the Loringer property and the other one is the other side property, have very similar, quite a few similarities to the other big discoveries in the basin. And so we're quite excited. We acquired those properties. We have 100% interest. Appia has an 100% interest in those properties. James joined the company. I also have to say that James was raised in Elliott Lake, and his father was a uranium miner in Elliott Lake. It's a family history I guess uranium is in his blood. We started raising some new money last year. We put a business plan in terms of acquiring the properties, doing the first survey, an airborne VTEM survey on one of the properties, the Loringer property. We did ground surveys, like ground gravity surveys were done on time and under budget, and now we have a drilling program. We actually announced today that we're drilling this Loringer property. We're quite excited, and James is very excited, and I'm very excited, and our shareholders, I think, are quite excited, because we have the Loringer property is a high-grade, near-surface near infrastructure uranium target. So if we're successful, we could, this property could be viable at practically any, you know, or even a very low uranium prices. So that it's quite exciting. The other factor, you know, the other big factor here is the, because it's a shallow exploration, it would be done at very low exploration costs, you know, very shallow drill holes, and quite it doesn't take that much time to drill, and also the development of it, it gets to the development could be very very reasonable, very economically possible. So, and another big factor is that James had spent 10 years over there with all these companies, so he knows which techniques work, which surveys work, which ones they don't work, and it's and we know which contractor does good work, and so we're actually getting right to the point. We don't have to sort of beat around the bush and go all over the place or and hoping that we're going to do this. So we're doing it. We think we're doing it very very inexpensive and in time, very very short time.
What are your thoughts regarding how the market is currently valuing Appia?
In my opinion, in our opinion, the market is looking at Appia as just an exploration play. I don't think they're giving as much in terms of valuation for the resource that we have in Elio Lake. As I mentioned before, in all the categories, we've got about 5 pounds of uranium and rare earth, 43-101 compliant. Plus, we have a historical resource that we can bring into compliance, you know, relatively inexpensive, and we don't get any valuation for that. So I don't think we're getting much credit for that, but it's an upside. It's basically a call on uranium. If the uranium prices change, which we think they will, they should, we should be getting some recognition and some upside from the resource that we have.
What stock exchanges does Appia trade on, and what are the ticker symbols?
Appia is actually trading on the Canadian Stock Exchange, and the symbol is the trading symbol is API on Canadian Exchange. We're also trading US OTC, and the symbol is APAAF. We recently started trading in Frankfurt, and the symbol is A0I, F is the dot F, and Munich, which the symbol is A0I dot M, and I guess we're also trading in Berlin with the same symbol A0I dot B, E. So, and Munich was dot MU, basically.
Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.